October 11. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne. Revelation 3:21. All those who are redeemed by the precious blood are given the privilege of being part of the Lord's body, but only those who are found faithfully and true overcomers will have the privilege of sharing his throne. Revelation 3:21, the high position of governing the new creation. Paul declares in Ephesians 3:10, that by the true church the Lord Jesus Christ is going to reveal his manifold wisdom to powers and principalities in heavenly places. Similarly, God's fullness is going to be contained in the true church. Nobody can understand what God's fullness is, but first of all we see that the Lord Jesus Christ is God's fullness. In him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, Colossians 2:9, and that fullness is to be contained finally in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Ephesians 1:22-23, we read that God's fullness is in the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that body is the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is by understanding the real meaning of the church that we understand what the church is. Some people call a building a church. Wherever you go, you find these names given: St. John's Church, St. Luke's Church, and so on, all man given names. But in the Bible, nowhere do you find these names given to a building. People have become blind by their own interpretation. They say, "I'm going to church," which means they are going to a building. But we do not see anywhere in Scripture any single reference where a building is ever called a church. That is why these believers do not seem to enjoy their right and privilege as members of the heavenly church, but live in spiritual barrenness and infancy. When we could be kings, we live as beggars. When we are in trouble, we start crying over a very small matter. We worry over our small temptations, and we fall, and the enemy can deceive us by wrong teaching. That is why Paul, the apostle, in Ephesians, is trying to show the believers their true heavenly vocation. We can be saved from many temptations, if we exercise our right as God's children, as God's co-workers and God's witnesses. If you are going to be a king, then behave as a king. But many of us behave as beggars. There is no need to behave as such. We as God's children must behave as sons of God. Then you will find that you will have more liberty and authority in your prayers because of the one who has given us the boldness and privilege to approach his throne of grace.